Boy Scouts of America reached an $850 million agreement with attorneys representing some 60,000 victims of child sex abuse on what could be a pivotal moment in the Boy Scouts bankruptcy case. The agreement filed in court by Boy Scouts Association of America attorneys just a week ago now would mark one of the largest sums in the history of the U.S. involving cases of sexual abuse. The filing, known as a restructuring support agreement, includes the Boy Scouts of America, abuse victims, local Boy Scout councils, and lawyers appointed to represent those victims who might file future claims. Boy Scouts of America saw bankruptcy protection February of last year, trying to halt hundreds of lawsuits by men who were molested as kids decades ago by scoutmasters, other leaders. Filing was intended to try to reach a global resolution of abuse claims and create a compensation fund for the victims. But attorneys for the Boy Scouts had previously been unable to reach agreements with victims, local Boy Scout councils, as well as insurers on how to compensate victims while allowing the organization to keep operating. This agreement signals that the Boy Scouts of America, their acknowledgement that disagreements remain between attorneys representing abuse victims and those representing the Boy Scout insurers. At an earlier court filing, attorneys for certain insurance companies accused the Boy Scouts of America of allowing attorneys for abuse victims to rewrite the Boy Scouts restructuring plan to favor their clients. Lawyers for the insurers are at least apparently concerned, among other things, that decisions regarding insurance coverage issues would be made without their input. Yeah, lawyers feel left out real easily, too. Meanwhile, lawyers for the Boy Scouts are also asking for U.S. bankruptcy judge Lori Selber Silverstein to declare that they have no obligation to seek court approval of a previously announced settlement with Hartford. That's one of the Boy Scout of America insurers. The Hartford agreed to pay $650 million into the victim's trust fund in exchange for being released from any further obligations under policies dating back to 1971. Hartford's settlement was pretty well criticized by attorneys for the victims, who estimate the insurer's liability exposure at several billion dollars. They made clear that victims would not support any plan that includes a Hartford settlement. Boy Scouts have said between $2.4 and $7.1 billion, including insurance rights, might be available for abuse victims. Lawyers for a committee that acts as a fiduciary representative of all victims in this bankruptcy case have estimated the value of some 82,500 sexual abuse claims, yeah, at around $103 billion. Spokesperson for the Hartford said the company's agreement with the Boy Scouts is, quote, a crucial building block to move this bankruptcy case toward a conclusion. We are disappointed that the Boy Scouts of America have chosen to flout the organization's tenet of keeping promises by seeking to discard a thoughtfully negotiated and mutually agreed upon deal that appropriately values the Hartford's obligations. Lawyers and insurance companies, as if these victims didn't have enough toxic waste in their lives. Now, in a revised plan that was submitted really just about 2 weeks ago, Boy Scouts of America offered to issue an $80 million promissory note to a trust fund for abuse victims. It also proposed maneuvers to make up to $50 million in additional cash available for abuse survivors. The proposed changes would increase the Boy Scout of America's proposed contribution to about $250 million, more than doubling a prior plan. Under a new plan, the Boy Scouts of America's 250 or so local councils would pony up $600 million into the fund for abuse victims. That doubles an offer from earlier this year. Under the plan, Boy Scouts of America local councils will be released from liability in return for their contributions to this victim's fund. We have a hearing in this case. All these matters, that's coming up on July 29th. Just an example of local impact of all this too. One council in New York has listed three campsites, Rockland, Dutchess, Putnam counties, for sale to try to pay their share of the settlement funds. In a statement from the Greater Hudson Valley Council, it was said to ensure we are in our best position to continue serving local youth, families, and communities for years to come, the Boy Scouts of America Greater Hudson Valley Council has made a difficult decision to list some camp properties for sale.